A small group of white supremacist demonstrators and hundreds of counter-protesters marched in the nation's capital yesterday on the one-year anniversary of the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one person dead. There were no organized movements in Charlotte this past weekend, but the reverberations of the events last year are still felt locally. We spoke with people in Charlotte's university area on their reflections a year later.
When I heard the news, it was kind of shocking. As a black woman in today's society, you think that you've made so much progress with racism and things like that. Just to hear stories that stuff like that and people that feel that way are still so prominent, it was really sad and an eye-opener for sure.
Ugly's always been here and it'll always be here. It just has been in the background. Now it's just being illuminated.
We've overcome so many different challenges as the human race, and you go and bump into this kind of situation where it feels like a huge jump back. It's not a step, it's a jump back.
When you have the leader, the president, not setting a standard on how we should be as a nation, then that just gives them more power to say, you know what, we can be ourselves. We can be freely racist. That's certainly not what I fought for in Iraq for this.
Once you bring violence into a public forum, it's no longer an exchange of ideas. It becomes a mob. And we can't have mobs in this country. It's not right.
We're not a split nation. We are a nation together. Let's work together.
That was LaShonda Walker, LeGrand Varner, Anna Pisani, Armando Rojas, Stuart and Amy Altman.